If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day in thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Day. Let us be filled with your Spirit, and let us be filled with the spirit of gratefulness for all that you have given us in this past year, in our lives, and all that you will give us in the future as we continue through the journey, our pilgrimage to eternal life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're continuing in Maccabees, and of course, this is Thanksgiving Day. It's a very powerful day to be thankful to the Lord for all that he has given us. And so it's a powerful day to remember that, but it's also an interesting day where we recognize someone who really demonstrates to us the whole principles we've been looking at Maccabees. And again, it's the same principle we've been talking all week, but this is, among other things, the feast day of Blessed Miguel Pro, one of my favorite saints in the whole, as I like to say, the whole whitey world, Blessed Miguel Pro. And again, it is the same principle. This is something, I don't know, again, I'm only a mile from Harvard University, and I'm not too far, I'm probably a mile and a half from Boston University. And so close to these major institutions of learning, among others. I'm probably about 3-4 miles from Boston College. But we look at these institutions around us, and the question is, are they teaching people these principles? Well, what is the story of Blessed Miguel Pro about? Again, it's about people pontificating, which is ironic to use that word, because pontificating, the Pope pontificates. But the Pope understands this. He understands of being with the people. He's taught this. But you've got this message that people making these rules having no contact with humanity. So this was during, this was in Mexico during what ultimately became the period that led to the Cristero War. And what it was is, again, same principle, is the then emperor, I think it was Emperor Maximilian of Mexico, had decided that all churches would be closed. Now, you have to understand this within context. Mexico was going to be the world's second communist country. People didn't always know that, but it was Russia first and then Mexico. And this is soon after the Russian Revolution. This is soon after the rise of communism in Russia and the Soviet Union. And therefore, now we have this being moved to Mexico. The first Soviet embassy in the world was in Mexico. So Emperor Maximilian, buying into the whole communist idea, decides that all churches will be closed. Why? Because as we've talked about all this week, he decides he has no contact with the people in Mexico, of all places. And he decides this is what we're going to do. And there begins this response back, which ultimately leads to the Cristero War. But up until that point, you had this great persecution of priests. And one of the ways that they persecuted priests was that they hung them from telephone poles in Mexico. A very gruesome, very horrible thing that they were doing in Mexico. And there were priests that began to fight back. And but in the meantime, there was Blessed Miguel Pro, who was acting as a priest. He was a Jesuit. He was trying to serve and do his best. And in the process, because of his very powerful work, the Mexican government decided to make false charges against him that he tried to kill the president, because there was an attempted there was an attempted assassination on the president using, I think it was a bomb. And they just decided it would be him that they were going to charge. And back then, if you were charged and tried and found guilty, it all happened within roughly about 24 hours. So what happened was he was charged, he was found guilty, and they charged him with being killed at a firing squad. And the whole thing was that because they didn't have any in touch with the people, they made this pontificating idea, they decided this is what they're going to do. And so they decided that since God didn't really exist, because that was the communist way, what they were going to do is they were going to bring all these photographers in to take a picture of him begging for his life, because they realized he really knew that God didn't exist. So he would beg for his life just before he died. And instead of begging for life, he put out his hands waiting to be shot and said, "Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King." We'll be right back.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
We're back, and we're talking about the principle that you saw in the story of Miguel Pro is the exact principle that you see in the story of Maccabees. Again, pontificating without any being in touch with the people. And so what happens is that there is always a response. Now, you heard the story of Blessed Miguel Pro. At the same time, you had the rise of the Cristeros, who fought the Mexican government to stop their persecution of Catholics. And this led to the Cristero War. And what was the slogan of the Cristeros? "Viva Cristo Rey," which were the last words of Blessed Miguel Pro. He said, "Long live Christ the King." Viva Cristo Rey. So now we have the story of Maccabees. And what we're seeing here is the rise of the Maccabean Revolt, which is that the people, especially after the death of this whole family, the people rised up and they said that they were going to respond to this attack on their people, this attack on the temple, this attack. And so what you had was the Maccabean Revolt led by Judas Maccabeus. Now, an important thing to understand is there are several Judases in the Bible. One is the bad Judas. The rest are the good Judases. And one of them is Judas Maccabeus, who led the Maccabean Revolt. And this was to restore the temple and to restore the Jewish faith to be practiced in the land. And so this is what we're seeing there. And we're looking at this powerful revolution that happens. And why? Because the people had this very strong affinity for Christ, for God as Jews in this time, which is in the second century BC, and they have decided that they will fight back. But how did it all start? How all things start. It all started with people not being in touch with people. Really simple. And this happens all the time. It happens all the time in our world. And this is why always be careful of when someone says, "Well, according to the computer models." Because, as you know about computers, garbage in, garbage out. Well, what was, you know, we heard this during the COVID time. Well, what was in the computer model? There's nothing wrong with following a computer model as long as you understand garbage in, garbage out. So we go to garbage in, or is it accurate in? And what I'm understand is they were looking at the medical models of what happened with COVID. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But as I explained, you need also sociological information. You also need anthropological information. Otherwise, if you don't do that, your computer models will be based on a lack of information. And this is exactly what happened during COVID. One of my favorite stories to illustrate this, and it's a harmless story, is that when movies were first introduced, they were total failure. Why? Remember, movies didn't exist at the time. No one understood anything about movies. So because they didn't understand them, they knew nothing about them at all. And a movie required darkness so that you could see the picture. Obviously, we all know that. So what they did is they invited people into a tent at a World's Fair. And in order to show the movie, what they did was they shut off the lights and people panicked right away because the people who were demonstrating how movies worked weren't in touch with people's everyday life. And because they weren't in touch with people's everyday life, they didn't understand that if people came in and you shut off the lights, right, they're going to think they're going to be robbed. And they panicked and they ran out of the tent because of that same principle. This is why always be careful of people sitting around saying, well, this person has, you know, a doctorate degree from the world's best university. It doesn't mean anything. The person is educated and has a lot of information. But are they in touch with the people? Because if they're not in touch with the people, they're going to say, this is going to work. It may not, because they don't have the right sociological, anthropological information. And if you've never had a day of education in your life and you're about 65 years old or whatever, you have more anthropological and sociological information than someone who's never studied either. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish.